Trump is still calling the people protesting ICE in Minneapolis paid insurrectionists, even after two of them have now been killed at the hands of his own agents, even after there's been a supposed massive shift here. And while Trump is not currently repeating his administration's line that Alex Priddy is a, quote, domestic terrorist, he is still repeatedly blaming Alex Priddy for his own death. Donald Trump is blaming Alex Priddy for his own death because he thinks protesters can't have guns. Now, set aside for a second that Alex Priddy was a licensed gun owner in a state that allows concealed carry, who appears to have been disarmed before agents shot him. And we have all seen the video many, many times. Donald Trump has repeatedly and publicly endorsed right-wing protesters who show up to demonstrations with guns. That's also a truth. When armed protesters showed up outside the Michigan state capitol with AR-15s to protest COVID lockdowns, Trump called them very good people and urged the governor to give in to their demands. When Kyle Rittenhouse shot and killed two Black Lives Matter protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Trump came to his defense as well. As we learn from testimony under oath to the January 6th committee, Trump even demanded the magnetometers be removed from his January 6th rally so the protesters who stormed the capitol could keep their guns, saying, quote, I don't effing care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me. That guy I just described now says that Alex Priddy should not have brought his gun to the protest.